Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm broadcasting live on the road with from Phoenix, Arizona, and our guest this half hour is our good friend Rich Horwath, who's been a member of our Brain Trust for a while now. He's the founder and the president of Strategic Thinking Institute, the author of Deep Dive, and his brand new book is called Strategy for You, Building a Bridge to the Life You Want. That's what we're going to talk about today. Rich Horwath, welcome back to the show.
Jim, always great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Congratulations on your new book.
Thanks very much. You know, this was probably about 10 years of research in the making.
Right.
You know, I've worked with a lot of businesses over the years on developing strategies and plans. And the question kept coming up, you know, how would we apply this to our individual, to our personal lives? And so that's really kind of what started it.
Right, exactly. Well, let's talk about this now. When you talk about strategy for you, one of the things that that I'm always concerned about is I talk about strategy for small businesses all the time, but a lot of small businesses don't do that. They don't get their heads out of the trenches. They stay down in the foxholes and operating and executing. They think it's all about that. They don't realize that they need to stick their head out and get above the fray a little bit, look around and see where not only where they're going, but where other things are coming from. Is that the same kind of thing that we need to do with our personal lives?
Yeah, it's a great point, Jim. The research that shows that about 50% of leadership teams for businesses don't spend any time at all talking about strategy each month. They wait till once a year to do it. And you know, those are the companies that are the ones that are always reacting like bumper cars. And I think what I found in my research is the same thing happens with business leaders relative to their personal life. If they don't have a strategic plan for themselves and where they want to go and where they want to take themselves and their business, then they're going to be reacting. And to your point, they're always going to have be kind of one step behind.
Right. Well, let's talk about building these bridges. What's the first one?
Well, you know, the first step really in kind of creating, in the book I used the metaphor of strategy as a bridge because, you know, as all of your business leaders know, strategy is basically how you get from where you are today to the goals and the objectives that you've set out. And so I use the metaphor of a bridge because obviously a bridge takes you from one place to another as well. And, you know, there's a few steps, but really the key step, I think, for a lot of the business owners out there is, you know, really discovering, you know, have you found that sweet spot of your passion, your talent, and your interest? And, you know, if you can find that sweet spot and really start to channel that into your business as well as into nonprofit volunteer opportunities, those are the leaders, I think, that find the most happiness, the most fulfillment in what they do, and they don't get burned out.
So it's not just about work.
It's not. And the funny thing is, Jim, my research showed that only about 20% of executives use strategy in their personal lives, but 80% of them think it's important to do it. So there's a big disconnect between understanding the importance of using strategy in business and in life and people actually sitting down and doing it. So, you know, what the book is designed to do is kind of start to bridge that gap a little bit, give people some very practical tools. And again, it's using the tools for your business and your personal life so that you've got that good balance.
Well, one of the things that I've learned in my more than 20 years as a small business owner, is that my business is going to let me down. There are going to be times, there are going to be days, maybe weeks, maybe months when my business is going to let me down, when it's not going to be as much fun to be in my business as other times, and sometimes to the point where I feel like there's something wrong with me. And if you've got other things that are in your life, your children, your faith, your neighborhood, your college, you know, whatever whatever else you can sort of be, you can share your life with, you can check your position over there and say, well, wait a minute, you know, it's not me because I'm successful over there. It must be something else. And it sort of keeps you from getting down on yourself when your business has a tough time. What do you think?
I love the phrase that you use, you know, share your life, share your talents. And I think too often, you know, business owners, you know, you feel like, well, you know, this is what I'm good at work, and we leave it at the office. And a lot of times, to your point, Jim, even if the business isn't going well, you can still share those same passions, those same talents that make you successful at work with your family, with your friends, with your community, with your church. And I think too often we don't think about long-term, how can we create that bridge of our talent in work and bring that to people and other people in our lives, to, like you said, kind of share that with other folks?
Well, there's no question about it. And I will say this, though, folks, and you know I know this, just like you know it. It is very, very – let me rephrase this. This is how I used to say it, Rich. The connection between your life and your business as a small business owner – weaves a very, very fine seam. It's very hard to differentiate between those two, isn't it?
It is very hard, and that's why I'm a firm believer that if you found your true purpose within your business, then that purpose should also be something that drives the rest of your life as well. I mean, that's really what we want to strive for, is finding that intersection of passion and talent so that we don't feel like we're in a 9-to-5 situation, but really we want to, like you said, share that, whether it's marketing expertise, whether it's operational expertise, strategic expertise, creativity,
right,
innovation. We should be able to share that with our kids, with our neighbors, with our friends. We should be able to help a lot of people in our lives with the talent and the passion that we have if we only kind of, you know, take the blinders off and see the other opportunities or the
right
other channels to use that.
There's one other thing I want to say here as we're talking about this. I've been accused of being a workaholic because I spend so much time in my business. And I resist that. I refuse to believe that. And I'll tell you why. You know, I have other things in my life that are not, it's not, my life is not just about my business, but I do spend a lot of time in my business. And the reason I do that is because I love my business. And so, folks, if you love what you do, you know the old saying, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. It's okay to love your business. It's okay to spend a lot of time in your business because it's one of the things you're so proud of. But make sure you're spending time in other things, too. And you'll find out how to do that more if you get Rich Horvath's book, Strategy for You, Building Bridges to the Life You Want. Quick break, 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.